Good evening. Thank you. I want to thank you, first of all, for the overwhelming support. When I mentioned about some used glasses, I was expecting 10, 15 glasses. I think I got about 60 of them. Still, they're saying we'll bring more. So thank you so much for that. And a couple of months ago, Brother Harvey asked me, can you speak take one Wednesday? I said, yes, I can, when you want. So maybe third or last Wednesday of this month. I said, all right. And you choose. I said, okay, then I'll take last Wednesday. When I look back in my own life, there are few elders stood before everyone I know. I only know Brother Harvey only maybe 3 years. But I have a feeling that I know him all my life. And when I heard that he was sick, I thought, it'll be all right. I never took it. I know I heard it's a heart attack, very serious. It'll be all right. He is all right. But I never expect it'll turn this way. I was thought about talking from a couple of subjects. It all changed. After last couple of weeks, I was concentrated on different words, thinking about Brother Harvey. Before, I thought I will take a couple of words from Book of James. I will just read it. Chapter 5, 7 and 8. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and later rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Another verse I was thinking is Deuteronomy chapter 11. I'll just read it. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 10 and 11. And the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence ye come out, where thou sowest thy seed and water it with thy foot, as a garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. All these verses I was thinking of talking, it's all about farming. Egypt always is the picture of worldliness. They have farm from the Nile River. They have to pedal the water wheels and pump the water. They don't need any help from God to farm. They know how to do it. That's the way the world is. But the land you are going to possess is not like that. You always have to look up that He will provide it. I want to turn, the verse I wanted to talk from is Job chapter 5. Last few days, not few days, few weeks, I was thought about Brother Harvey, and this is the word came into my mind. Job chapter 5, verse 26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in full age, like as a shock of corn come in his season. I think NIV is a little more beautiful, or New King James Version. NIV goes, you will come to thy grave in full vigor, like sheaves gathered in season. There is comparison in the scripture. Lord talk mostly with parables. When Lord's brother James talk about Lord's coming and patience, Brother Dave was speaking about the patience and anxiety of the believers a couple of Sundays ago in the morning meeting. Here, I grew up near a farm my grandfather owns. They have rice field all over. Here is a comparison looking a Christian compared to a harvesting field. When you see fully grown and ready to harvest field, that's the way here Eliphaz comparing. Though most of his talk to Job is false, I felt this is a beautiful comment he did. The farmer prepared the land and waiting for the rain. When he get the rain, the soil soaked the rain, he sow the seed. And he wait. He go and look every day, make sure the birds won't come and eat it, nothing will destroy it. He watch every day. He see in few days it start coming up. He saw the shoot coming up. It's getting bigger. He's more worried. He's keep on looking. There are some worms coming from nowhere and devour the blades. So he go every day, morning till evening, watch, because that's his property. He put all his time and energy to it. And he watch, it's growing. The anxiety coming. He go home and he looking for any frost coming. Because those areas, they prepare the land and seed in the fall. So while the shoot coming up, different stage, different kind of bugs or cattle, or they can destroy it in no time. So he's always watching it and praying God's help and blessing. And time goes by, week after week. He's watching it's growing. Hear the ears coming on it. He's full of joy, but at the same time, he need rain. Because otherwise, these ears will be empty. So to get the nutrition through the roots, he look up and pray for rain and get the rain. Always he saw so much anxiety in his life, watching and looking at it, how it grows. Then he get the rain and it grows. He had a big sigh, relief. Wow, it's finally. Again he look, he see some bugs come and make hole on the ear and drink it up. That's more trouble. There's no use. So he tried to protect, watch every day till continuously, till it get ready for harvest. Such a joy. After several months of hard work, a lot of time invested. Now, you look at life, a baby born. As parents, we know how much eagerly we were waiting to see my child when he is going to take his first step. He's growing up. So much worry. 24 hours care is needed. We have to change the diaper on time. Otherwise, rashes. Even though we give full attention, still, when we get ear infection, temperature goes high. So much worries every day to bring forth. Finally, he getting bigger, preschool, graduation ceremony, go to high school, graduated high school. You think there is no more worries? There is more worries. We worry about their friends, whom they are hanging up with, whom they are dating. So much problems. Still cannot sleep well. Finally, they went to college, graduated. Now, They are getting married. Worry about who is he going to marry? More worries. Finally, things get blessed. Oh yeah, he had a good wife, good family. Everything going good. Again, grandbaby coming. It's continuous. The same thing we see in the field. It's what a comparison. Everyday's life. So, you know, we have prayer meeting now. So many prayer requests. So much anxiety. There was a prayer for praise, subjects for praise. But think about praise. Before the praise, how much worry and anxiety went before that praise? Oh, the surgery went very well. I am healed. But before the surgery, I'm going to have an MRI. You think we can sleep very well? For weeks, I'm going to have an MRI in 2 weeks. Oh, please, God, help me. You know, so much worries and anxieties invested. So much sweat. So much pain. But at the end, here, he's saying, that word says, thou shalt come to thy grave in full age. Come to the grave. Not chase to the grave. Coming to the grave is a different story. That's only for a Christian. I have seen, attended funerals in India and Middle East, different places. Every culture have different way. So much crying and pain. But how beautiful it was that Sunday evening we had our Brother Harvey's service. I was expected sister and many others sitting and crying. But that's not what we saw. Look about this farmer. He went to harvest his field. There is joy in the home. Because all my hard work is now in fruition. I'm going to harvest all the fruits. You know, in James and in many places it says, precious fruit. It may not be precious to many other people. But that farmer, it is precious. Because he worked so hard for so long, he knows how precious it is. And what the master do, the farmer do? After the farming, all his worries are over. He worried about snow, he worried about wind, he worried about rain, and storm, and bugs, and cattle, and birds. All is over when he harvests. All this harvest, taking to his home. Take the tears away. Take the seed, grain, take it home. And take it inside the storage. That's for his pleasure. No more rain, no more snow, no more bugs, no more worms. It's joy. Nothing can touch them. We'll be with the master's house, with him, for his pleasure. What a beautiful comparison. In other religions, Hindus, Muslims, Jains, or any other religion other than Christian, they don't come to the grave. They were chastened to the grave. But here, for a Christian, you know, I remember a story. I will tell that story. I don't have much time. There was a couple living in a place. They have 2 small children. And in the backyard, there's a small tree. And there's a nest. The kids go and play and they look, oh, that's a beautiful nest. There's a couple of birds coming there every day. Days go by, they look, oh, there is 2-3 eggs. They were so happy and jumping around. Parents told them, don't touch it. So they don't touch, but they go and look every day. Beautiful. Then the time comes, they're going for vacation. They went for the vacation and they came back. And the kids are so happy, came home. They run to the back and look in the bird. Then they both start crying. So mom asked, why you guys are crying? Oh, those eggs are broken. There are some few small feathers and a lot of bird poops and everything full. It's all destroyed. That egg is gone. It's broken. And they were crying. So the parents told them, the purpose of the egg, one day it has to be broken. And the birds fly away. So they didn't understand that very well. When they explained it, they got it. That's the whole purpose of our life. We'll fly away one day. What a precious hope. As we read here, the Christians will welcome and welcome the what is prepared for us by the Master. Full age. What is full age? I don't have any more time. But it is such a beautiful comparison in the scripture. Everywhere you look and meditate on it, we can see the scripture fulfilled in a Christian's life. I thought it's a beautiful comparison. We have nothing to worry about. One day this shell will be broken and I will be fly away. May God bless these words. Let's thank God. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this time of fellowship, opening Thy word to us. Thank Thee for that precious hope that our Master is looking each of our moment in our daily life and taking care of us, protecting us, and to take us home one day. And we thank Thee for Thy word and thank Thee for the assurance and the hope that we have. We remember all the prayer requests that we present before Thee, Lord. And commit all these needs before Thee. And bless us accordingly. Now we are departing till we see again. Protect and guard us under Thy mighty hands. In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen.